So we're up to Ashkumas Abaykin, the third halucha, as Dalad. And the, this print is page 14. I don't know how the old, not all prints are the same. So let me go back to this Torah. It's an incredible, powerful lesson. Rav Nachman says, and Rav Nosson tries to make it into the Patrick, a daily thing. There are questions of faith that we all have. We do have questions of faith, and our questions of faith, some have an answer to it, and some there is no answer to it. Doesn't mean there's no answer, there's beyond our comprehension right now, living in this world, to understand how it works. Like I gave an example last week, if Hashem knows what I'm going to do tomorrow, do I still have a free will? I always point out, really, this question no one is really bothered by nowadays. We're bothered by other, we have simple Yetzirahs that bother. But this was a question that bothered for a few hundred years. Thinkers and scholars, and they would, today this is not our trouble. But there are questions that we do have questions in our mind. A lot of people walk around doubting, does Hashem really know what's going on? Is there really God? So there are questions that could be addressed, and this question and beyond. Rav Nachman said, if a person would believe fully that Hashem is all over, his davening would be a different davening. His whole life would be a different life. The reason why we stand at the daven and it's nazon goes so well, for one simple reason: we don't fully admit to ourselves that Hashem is all over. And he explains, that's the machlekes, what the Yetzer Hara does to the Yetzer Tov. He throws in doubts. Because the truth is, if you ever sit down and think, the truth of all truth, this is mind-boggling, this world, how it works. It is, boggles the mind. You think that how gravity works, how we have ear all over, how our body, how much we can live another million years and not to understand how our body works correctly still. But you keep on finding out. It's just amazing, super amazing, and things that we have no idea what's still going on. But the greatness of Hashem is unbelievable. But the holds us back, the truth, is the Yetzirah loves to bring questions into your mind. Because then you doubt it. And as much as you doubt it, the less you are devoted. You know, if you would know, if, you know, if I always give this marshal, I've said this marshal about American football, the, what was it called, the Super Bowl. If we were here screaming in heaven, how every time we pushed ourselves and overcame the Yetzer Hara, did the right thing, we walked, we pushed a few yards, and here we would all do it. Part of the Yetzer Hara says, how do you know? What do you know? Do you really think this way? That is the Yetzer Hara bringing questions to your mind, help making you doubt, and that's why it doesn't go the davening so incredible. So, and the answer to these questions in your mind, Rav Nachman says, is to learn halacha, to learn the final psak. That helps a person to make peace between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, and that peacefulness is the truth. God does exist. See, because we do have questions, and especially people go through enormous amount of pain, they really question. You know, I watch people who go with horrible challenges in life, then they really, is Hashem really focusing on me? You know what I always tell people? Eve made a whole safer from his pain. Do you know why? Because when we're in pain, we scream. When everything goes good, we don't scream that way. No made a comparable safer to talking about how great God is. You ever learned, you ever think in English called Job, right? That's what it's called. Eev is a scream of debating. Does Hashem watch me? Does Hashem care about me? Is there? You know what Eev told his friends? I think Hashem mixed the letters up. From Eev, he made Oyev, my enemy. If you just switch the U to the Vav, from Eev became Oyev. That means he questioned, does Hashem really watch me? If this happened, he was this, he could question and question until he came to an answer. But the pain of a person makes him doubt. When a person doesn't go through search, but yeah, I believe, why not? It's easier. But the challenge is when we go through our challenges. So Rav Nachman says, to explain before, that the way to make it work is to learn halacha. Halacha is the final peacefulness, and that will make you able to accept, make the questions of the Yetzirah less, and let the Yetzirah override, and you, the more you believe, the more you do it. That's obvious. So then he says like this, we up to Oz Dalet. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Shvisi Hashem Menegdi Somed. I put Hashem in front of my eyes all the time. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Klal Gudel Batoira. I want to say something very, very interesting. This verse of the Shulchan Aruch is a quote of the Rambam in the Meir Nevuchim, the guide to the perplexed. I mentioned last week that we Hasidim, almost all the Hasidim, did not learn the guide to a perplexed, because it's not a guide for us. It's going to be more perplexed than a guide, so we don't learn it. But the irony is, there is no sefer that someone wrote that we cherish. The Rambam wrote a Yad HaChazaka. Every yeshiva bochan learns the Rambam. And the Rambam is like, it's awesome. We don't budge without learning what the Rambam says. If you want to know what what did the Rambam say? It's like, I think the Babbage Rebbe said, it's the Rosh Tevis, Rosh Devarim B'chol Mukam, is the Rambam. We want to know what his opinion is. The first thing we want to do, an entire Klal Yisrael. There's no sefer that's been so rejected as the Meir Nevuchim. And Chassidim, someone that have it, so used to bound it both sides. Bound it this way, so they even to open it. But they want to have the sefer. The first words of the Ramash, Yisa Sam Nenegdi Somed, is a quote out of the Meir Nevuchim. No matter how much you push the Meir Nevuchim, it always comes to the top. It's the first Ramah. And the Ramah says, Yisa Sam Nenegdi Somed, Zechal Gula B'Toyre, he says. He explains this because if you know, we all know that some respectful standing in front of you, you don't talk the same way as someone not respectful. You know, sometimes we do things, if someone be watch us, we wouldn't be doing it. If we have a king sitting, we're knowing that our whole actions in life were different. I always give this marshal when people tell me certain people don't have a free will. The Yetzirah is so strong. Right? You know, like two examples where we say, people say, I have no control of my anger. I am totally out of control. My question always is, if a policeman stops you, pulls you over, gives you a ticket, can you control your anger and not blow up at an officer? I think most people will just control themselves, not blow up, knowing that they might get a double ticket for that. You know, when a person has a great Yetzirah and he can't control us, or he never do it in front of other people as a sexual little thing. We could control ourselves. Rambam says, if a person would have Hashem in front of him, everything he'll do will be a different. It's a cloud god of potato. It's a very, very powerful Rambam. Now, how does a person come to this? Rambam says, how do we come to even for an hour? I remember as young, I used to think, maybe let me live for 1 hour, the first hour of day at least, let me think Hashem is all over. It is extremely difficult. How does a person get? So this sort of nothing is saying, why the shachat? That means you, the getting up early in the morning, helps a person to realize that Hashem is here. The realization. Because he explains over here before, we have to wake up the morning. Don't let, as I said last week, in Yiddish we're saying, don't let the bed spit you out. You know, people lay in bed till you should get up before the crack of dawn. That's really the Kabbalah and Chassidus it is. Wake up early. So when you wake up early, you break through the shachar, the darkness, sort of to say. Remember we explained last week, there's a darkness in us. The darkness is the lack of faith causes a darkness in the person. And the morning is the darkness. The night is the crack of dawn. And that light if you get up early and you learn Torah, helps a person to be able to see Hashem is all over. You know, it's the hardest thing. If you ever tried it out, it's one of the hardest thing is to think that Hashem is with you all the time. Extremely difficult. And he does say over here in the piece before, that I'm not going to go into great detail, he says getting up to make tikkun chatzos helps a person to that Hashem, he should feel the presence of Hashem with him much, much on a higher level. So he says again, so Ramban says the reason it says Shi'is Hashem Negvi Somed, because when you get up in the morning, you sort of break through the darkness and you let the light into yourself. You know, there's a famous saying from the Kotzke Rebbe. Some say from different Rebbe, but when he was young, a Rebbe asked him, "Where is God?" He says, "I mean, where is he? He's here." And you know, there's a song children sing, "He's here and he's there, he's everywhere." He asked him again, "Where is God?" He again answered. Third time the Rebbe asked him, "Rebbe, if you know a better answer, tell me." "He's there where you let him in." We have to let him in. You know, you ever noticed that certain people, they don't know how to have a relationship. People don't know how to take someone into themselves. They will keep everyone away. We keep also God away from us. And what he's explaining over here, getting up in the morning, so he says to make early in the morning, when you get up, you take the darkness and you turn it into light. And that light shines into you to make you aware that Hashem is all over. That's what he explains. He says, Mishpate means to learn halachas. I get up and I could thank Hashem, and my davening is a much higher davening. If you would know for a fact that the Shekhinah is standing in front of you, davening, we're much better than the davening. We daven, you know, our davening, as I always say to myself, our davening is not because we want to daven, we have to daven. As I always used to point to my children of, when it comes to dessert, we always say, "Ma, what's for dessert?" Comes to benching, "We have to bench." No one says, "Wait a minute, let me bench." And even though everyone knows that benching with kavana is a zgula for panasa, doesn't, you know, if you don't, the Zoe says, if he's really benched with a happiness, it's as good, but still it's hard for people to really say, "I'm really benching, you know, I'm really thanking Hashem." That's hard. So he's explaining, if you get it up in the morning, you ma'oded the shachar, you take away the darkness, you fill yourself with light, sort of to say. Then he says a very interesting thing, but I wanted to be magnum because part of this Torah of Nosin addresses is it's based on the Torah, which he explains. I'm going to try to explain this because it's he brings it in English. That's why I took the English over here. And the Kitzel Kitamaran, but he explains, Rav Nachman explains another way. How can a person have the Amuna strong? So he says like this: when a person eats, he has to, whatever we need to eat, which is obligated, we must eat, that is okay. So when we eat more than we need to eat, let's say you finished your breakfast or lunch, whatever, supper, and you take a chocolate, you have a sweet tooth, you want a chocolate, that's not needed. You don't even need that. In America we call it extra calories, but we like to nash. He says when this nashing becomes very strong, it overrides the Kedusha. And he says a very, very powerful thing, Rav Nachman, over here. He says the main Yetzirah, and listen carefully, he says, is the eating, drinking. No, the eating and drinking comes through your throat. You eat and drink, comes through your throat. And when you have the Yetzirah of eating, you eat more than you need to eat. So then it's sort of the Kedusha gets overridden by the tava, the desire of eating more. So that is called. So now you have to remember, you also speak from the place that you eat and drink. Isn't that amazing? Your voice box is connected to the food and to the ear. It's connected. It's a three. So the Zohar says that when a person, the Yetzer Hara again, comes very strong, they eat more than he needs to, so then he pulls the koyach of the dibber, the power. We are humans, and we are holy because we have the power of speech. You have to remember, this is very, very important. The power of speech that we have, that makes us humans and makes us holy. That we daven, we learn Torah, we communicate. We humans are the great communicators. You know, animals, you know, no matter how much you love a dog never build a bridge. You know what I mean? No matter how much. That we communicate, and that's when the Baruch Hashem says, I blew into a ruach apol. So the Targum says, I blew him the power of speech. Speech has to do with your understanding. So when a person's Yetzer Hara is strong and eats, that is, the Yetzer Hara, then the dibber is in golus. In order to take the, you know what the dibber in golus means? I always say in my shul, I joke about it. The dibber in golus means that, you know, in shul, they don't know how to keep the mouth shut. Maybe other shuls do a better job. Maybe here in Chabad, everyone doesn't talk. But, you know, in my shul, they talk. Can't keep the mouth shut. They come home, and the wife says, "The new, what, tell me something." "Nothing." I look downstairs, you couldn't stop talking. You couldn't stop talking. I'm asking what's new, he say nothing. I look down, and yeah, the whole place was just schmoozing away. That's called the dibber is in golus. I always tell people, I never get a yeshala of Hilchas Lashon Hara when someone calls me up that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Because when someone asks, usually it's about a shidduch, and before, most of the time, no one ever called me up in the middle of a juicy, you know, gossip. Rabbi, you know, can I gossip now? We don't ask. When there's a mitzvah to talk, we don't talk. That's always that way. When there's not a mitzvah to talk, sometimes it's a mitzvah talk, we just don't talk. This is part of our sort of the dividend good. And he says, Nachman says, sometimes, you know what it does? The Yetzer Hara makes the dibber in golus, meaning said we can't even start talking to Hashem. We don't even know how to daven. That is called nichar groini. It's a pasuk. David the Melech says, my voice became dry. I cannot pray anymore. It dried up. So in order to the Machmet to fix this, he says, you should fast. Now let me explain what he means by fasting. What does fasting do? You know, fasting is a very, he explains in a very Kabbalistic way. I don't know if you know that in Kabbalah there's such a concept of Chraim the Kedusha, behind the Kedusha. You know what that really represents? If I write, let's say if I want to write the name Adam, I start with an Aleph, then before I write the Dalet, I write again Aleph Dalet. Before I write the Men, I write again Aleph Dalet Men. You know, you start, every letter you go backwards, you understand? I make an Aleph. Before I wrote the Dalet, I wrote Aleph Dalet. And before I go to Mem, I should read again. I do Aleph Dalet Mem. So we start again. That means that's called, that is when a person fasts, he's really nurturing from if I'm fasting and I didn't eat, so what nurtures me? The body breaks down the fats that's stored. But I get extra fat, that's when a person, the less he eats, the more emaciated he looks, because the body uses the stored fat to keep on going. So it's going back and back. So Rachman says a very, very powerful thing. He says that every day you get up, you should tell yourself, I am beginning a new day in my life. I am totally accepting Hashem now, totally new in my life. So, you know, because there's a saying, everything goes to the beginning. There's another saying, kol hascholois kushis. All beginning is difficult. You know, anytime you want to break a habit, it's only the beginning is difficult. A guy wants to quit the habit of smoking. It's the beginning to throw the cigarette away that is so difficult. But once you did it, you know, it gets easier and easier. The hardship is the beginning. So he says, a person should every day tell himself, you know what? Today is the first day I'm going to worship Hashem. that gives them a new beginning. So Mamonim Shechi says, if yesterday wasn't good, so okay, it's a new beginning. And if it was good, it would be better. You know, this is a trick in life to keep yourself young. How does a person keep themselves fresh? The famous saying of Nachman, never get old. Be passionate, be full of life. How? If you tell yourself every day it's a new life, it's a new day. There's a very, very, very famous story. For Rav Nachman, and I want to just explain it a little bit because people have asked me this question. And this trader, he mentioned this concept: the person should act like he's new. You know, he has a very, very famous story. Now, are you familiar with Rav Nachman's stories? So let me just say one part of his story is called Chochom the Tam, and the Tam, he is a person who's very simple, very not smart, and he's a shoemaker. And those days, a shoemaker was a level above a schlepper. You know what a schlepper was? A porter, a carrier. You know, you don't have to be very smart just to schlep boxes. And it used to be, you know, this was a panasa. That's why you ever heard people use the word schlepper. That was a living. People would be a porter, help people who, you know, didn't have trucks and cars like we have. He just helped them. So he was very, very simple. He barely earned a living. But every day he would say, wow, what a great bread you made for me. I don't think anyone baked such bread. And we cut a slice, and he says, the only other bread and water. He asks the guy, can you cut me a slice of fish? He cuts a slice of bread. Wow, this is the most tasteful fish that you can imagine. She poured him a glass of water. It's all he had. He says, wow, this tastes such great ale. Get another. He lived, sort of to say, in this world that every day is unbelievable. I joke about it, and I tell people, it doesn't say Rav Nachman, get up and look at his wife, and says, no one had such a wife. I once asked a bunch of women this question: would you want to have a simple person, but he's so enthusiastic about you all the time? Do you want to have a guy who has a lot of money, but is not so enthusiastic about you? You know, he's very critical. You'd be shocked. Most women says they want someone to be very enthusiastic about them. L'havdol, a person who's very enthusiastic about the mitzvahs, that makes the life full of life. It makes you feel young. So a person, Rav Nachman says over here, every day you should tell yourself, this is my day, this is a new day. And I'm starting all fresh. That's what you should say. So he explains now, Rav Nachman tries to explain that in the morning in Breslov. Now this is based on a Zohar. I must explain this. This is a Zohar. The Zohar says not to eat and drink before davening. People don't even know there's such a Zohar. It's a really frightening. According to the Zohar, you should not even drink. Some say the Zohar meant you're allowed to drink water. Rav Nachman said he never ate and never drank before davening. Now, I'm not going to go, you know, the Achasidim eat and drink, but you know why? Because they claim they're going to daven better. The truth is, that doesn't change. You know, if you don't daven, forget, the food is not going to help you anymore. You know, it's just a distraction. But anyways, according to the Zohar, you're not allowed to eat and drink. So he explains the hunger that you have in the morning till you finish davening. You get up, you're thirsty and hungry. That hunger will help you, because he explained before, the hunger goes back. Goes all the ways back. And it gives the power. He explains in the depth of the long piece of the Torah, when you're hungry, the dibur, what you start talking, literally collects the kedusha of the food. If you didn't eat and then you eat, and you're able to talk, able to daven. So he explained before, when a person has the type of eating, the yitzhahara of eating more than you need to eat, overtakes your whole mouth. And the mouth is the place where speech comes. So now when you did not eat and you're hungry and you start davening, that davening is so powerful that it collects all the sparks of the kedusha that's around. And that davening has a much, much elevated. But listen, we live in a today that we're busy dieting. You know, we in America either diet all day or eat all day. You ever notice this? Either we're dieting all day or eating all day. So that's how we live. But the truth is, that if a person makes sure that he doesn't eat, he explains in the morning, so that love, the hunger, when he starts davening, collects the sparks of Kedusha around you and elevates your speech, and you could daven. You know, I tell people to talk to Hashem. It is difficult to talk to Hashem. We could talk shtusen v'avolam. You know, we could talk. But you know, talk to Hashem, that we have a tough problem. That because the dibber is called as in gullus. The dibber is in gullus. We could, you know, there are people who could talk and say nothing. You ever notice that? They could just talk and say nothing. That's called the dibber is in gullus. So he explains that we in the morning don't eat before davening, and then you daven, and that makes it a tikkun, and that strengthens the emunah. And he says more. He says that koyach, what you fast, you literally could influence people, not religious, even non-Jews, to turn to become a Jew and to become religious. Because he explains it's mekabel, the sparks of the Kedusha. And once the Kabbalah sponsor Kedusha, the tumor falls away, and people start seeing, what am I doing? What am I believing in? So that power has that people could become from, and Gator would become Gator, he explains. See, what Reb Nachman says in this Torah here, and he explains the Kita Aloch over here, that when a person eats with Kedusha, Kedusha means, he explains, you tell yourself you believe fully that this food, there's Kedusha in it, and this food I have to be eating, the food gets elevated in a high level. See, when you bring emuna into any gashmiz thing that you do, it gets incredible elevated. You could drink a coffee, you could be intimate, you could eat, you could sleep, you could take a shower. If you tell yourself, I believe all these gashmis things, I believe this is what I need to do, and there's a mitzvah to do it, and there's a reason to it becomes elevated, it becomes holiness. But believe it or not, we don't walk around thinking with faith. In one way, it's a blessing, because most of us, you know, life is easier. You know, there's a saying that, you know, I was told in English, there's a saying, no one is an atheist in the foxhole, and something like that. You know, when you're going through a tough time, all of a sudden you find Hashem. And we question Hashem. That's the most irony. You know, when things are going good, don't think about Hashem, don't question Hashem. When you're going through a very tough time, that's when you think about Hashem. You want to connect to Hashem, and you challenge Hashem. Does he care about me? Does he like me? Is he with me? So anyway, so this is the entire Torah of this piece, what he explained, that I explained today, that a person, you should always be refreshed. You should try my challenge. Get up tomorrow morning and say, this is my day. See, your day, believe it or not, is what you make out of your day. See, many of us are waiting. If this is going to happen to me, if this job, or this, and this, Rabbi, I'll smile. I'll be smiling. I want to tell you, it's a waste of time. This time has passed. If you didn't smile today, you weren't passionate today, you lost out. But it really, really elevates everything in life. Okay, now try to learn halacha dalad. Let's start with this next page, next halacha. Rav Nachman says over here, he quotes a piece of Rav Nachman. So let me make an introduction. The Zohar says, do you know why we're in this world? Why are we living in this world? You ever ask yourself, why in the world did God put me here? To eat, to drink, to sleep? I mean, that's a poor reason. You know what I mean? Like, I always tell people, if they don't have a religion, of course all these silly things become extremely important.
You posed the question, you were saying Rabbi Nachman asked, how do you strengthen the Muna? Is it by proclaiming the Kedusha?
Yes, proclaim the Kedusha, exactly. There is parts of the Muna, you strengthen the Muna by eating with Kedusha, learning with Kedusha, learning Halacha. And there's parts where you just got to know there is no answer. And I believe because I believe. Now, I want to come back to over here. So, Rav Nachman, the Zohar says you were created because you should recognize Hashem. In other words, you should have a relationship with Hashem. I always tell people, I tell it to myself more than I tell this to people, our relationship with Hashem is extremely self-centered. When we have a relationship, is we always ask Hashem, what have you done for me lately? This is not working, that not working, I davened already for it, why hasn't that happened? I don't know, but you don't get up in the morning, Hashem wants me to daven, I'll do this for him. I'm in no mood of davening. I had a tough night or a headache or no need or aggravating day. I am really not in a mood of davening. You know why I'm going to daven? Because God wants me to daven. He's waiting for my davening. Very often to someone who we love and we care about, you're really not in the mood. Anyone who raises children know that sometimes your children are begging you, Da, Abba, Ta, take me out. I'm not in a mood, but I love you so much, I'll do it for you. Any parent knows that. That's just part of being a parent. We don't do it to say, I am really in a lousy mood. No mood of davening today. I want to skip davening. I want to just, the bare minimum bone, how you say, the bone marrow. And you know what I'm doing? I'm going to do it for the sake of Hashem. We don't. See, but the purpose, Rav Nachman says, the Tzoyer, the purpose of life we're living here is to know Hashem. This is not easy to know Hashem. It is a difficult thing. So he says, we could study science and we could be awed, and really it is awesome. You sit and meditate, it's just frightening. But to get to know Hashem, Rav Nachman says we need a Torah, and he says we need a great Rebbe. We need someone, a Rebbe, to able to bring it down to our level, to make us have a relationship, to recognize the greatness of God. So we need a Rebbe who can able to do it for us. So he explains, he has a whole long piece of Nachman, and he says, just like the pupil of the eye is the main focus of the eye, he explains, there's the that is the main. There's the Chachma Tatua and this Chachma Ilua. Now, this is a little bit Kabbalistic, but I'm going to try to make it simplified. There's upper wisdom and there's the wisdom, the bottom wisdom. The bottom wisdom is called Malchus. Malchus means I am wise how to be responsible. To be a responsible person, you got to be wise. There are, children, when you raise children, the trick is how to make them responsible. And the child who grows up understanding you got to take charge of yourself, that's a trick. There are many people who grow up and they're busy waiting, someone should take care of me. All their life. They're still waiting for that lucky moment, someone should come and take care of me. Now, the Malchus means you're taking charge, so the Chachma Tatua is called Malchus. Then there's Chachma Alua, which is called Bina. So we need someone to give us Chachma Tatua, to take Malchus and to bring wisdom into ourselves. Once you do Chachma Tatua, you do Malchus correctly, you're able to have a deeper understanding of Hashem. Now to do this, he says, you need a great Rebbe. This is what Rav Nachman has a very famous Torah, that you have to have the biggest doctor. You don't go to a small doctor, and that's what he said, you should seek for the biggest Rebbe to able to help us have a relationship with Hashem. I want to explain to you something. the whole entire chassidus of the Tanya and Rav Nachman and all the Baal Shem Tov was one thing: we got to make a relationship with Hashem. And it's really frightening. We don't know how to do this. I always tell people it's easier to keep pace with all the chumras than to have a relationship with Hashem. You know, to say, yes, I feel Hashem. So he says in this Torah that you should have a chachmah tetur. You should have chachmah tetur, which the chachmah tetur does, it makes the malchus for yourself to become responsible. Then, so that we could get this wisdom to feel Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to, you know, to walk around saying, wow, this is amazing. And of course there's no words that I could that one could convey to other person the feeling what you feel about God. There's no words. Okay, there's a famous pasuk over the man says, I know about Hashem I cannot say. So he says it, all, every person in their mind, they have a relationship with Hashem which they cannot talk, not only cannot talk to someone else, cannot even talk to yourself. You cannot explain yourself yesterday's your relationship with Hashem to today. You know, relationship, human relationship, we could explain. I once had a great relationship, and it's not so great now. But the relationship with Hashem to ourselves, we can. But you need a chachma ilur. You see, to explain this in a very, very interesting way. You know, I always say this, there is a malchus suffers. Malchus, what does that mean? I try to explain in a very practical way. Most people keep Shabbos. The people I know keep Shabbos. But the Yetzer Hara tells them, you know, you could cut corners. Come on, Muktzah, don't worry about Muktzah. It's okay. Hashem will forgive you. A few months ago, a guy comes into shul and he tells me he had a big argument with his wife. He left the iPhone on the table. He picked up the iPhone, put it away. His wife tells him, Muktzah. Imagine, wife is woman and husband. So, you know, I should leave the Shabbos table. We should have the iPhone on the Shabbos table. Is that a Shabbos? So I said to him, if you win in the halacha, you can pick it up at the shini. The nature of people is to cut corners. That many people keep taras and mishpacha. Will never, you know, be intimate. Unless his wife into the mikvah, but cut corners. You think a hug and a kiss? Come on, I just touched it. Ah, that can't be so bad. We cut corners. That's the Yetzer Hara, cutting corners. I have a daughter who runs a business. She has many workers. And I once asked her, do they cut corners? Yeah, they come 5 minutes late. They say, you know, it wasn't really 5 minutes late. And they wouldn't cheat an hour, but 5 minutes here, 5 minutes here. You know, I don't steal an hour. But, you know, well, a little bit. That is, the Zohar calls it a pagam in malchus. That means you want to do the right thing, but it's, you cut corners. Like, I once spoke to a bunch of ladies I was asked to speak, and I said, none of you ladies dress like the shiksas on the streets. I mean, it was the summer. I always tell people, you have to walk blindfolded in LA in the summer. But the Yetzer Hara tells from people they wear shekel, but you don't have to. They don't wear stockings, and it could be above the knees, 5 inches above the knees. The Yetzer Hara cuts corners. They're not going to walk around in bikinis, and who knows what. But the Yetzer Hara cuts corners in tliyas and brachas. He doesn't say to a person, you know, don't keep Shabbos and don't keep tliyas and don't keep that. It just, that's cutting corner, that's called the pagam hamalchis. The malchis is pogim. I don't know how you translate it in English. It's blemish, you say in English? It's blemish. So the more you mefak in the malchis, the more you're able to take in the wisdom of Hashem. Now, very often the people have malchis and they use it for the wrong thing. I was once in the shul and a guy was saying, how is it called? He's a fad, a sports fad. Fan? Yeah. No, the guy told me, what's the difference between a fad? He knows every hit and every run. And he could tell you 19 this, fanatic. You know? The guy was just rambling off. This was a fun guy, and they were questioning him. I said, what? You know, but this is, instead of telling me, See, what difference does it make? The guy hit a home run, didn't hit a home run. Is it my team? It's such a... I grew up without this. To me, it sounds absurd. You know what I mean? But people live this. And that's what that's called the malchus, is used for the wrong thing. So Reb Nachman says, brings a lushan azoyet, that the malchus screams when it's not done the right way. It's called zakas, the malchus screams. So a great tzaddik, the higher a tzaddik is, he could bring down godliness into us to understand and have a connection to Hashem. Because he has to first also fix the malchus. Because it's called the malchus is in dollars. I'm sure you read this a lot in the Chassidish Sfarim. Called Shchinte Begelisa. You heard that explained? The Shchinte is in dollars. That's the malchus is in dollars. That means we don't accept the mitzvah. You know, most people will die. Most of us, we come to the challenge, we tell us, die or bow down to the idol. We'll die. But the same Yetzirah tells you, come on, you see how to speak Lashon Hara, don't be such a promach. Even though we know that it's wrong. I mean, that is a blemish in the malchus. So he explains, the more a person is closer to the tzaddik is able to bring help and fix his malchus to be able to have a binah, because after chokhmah tetua, then get chokhmah elua, which to have an understanding which is beyond words. Just you feel the presence of Hashem. See, very few people get up in the morning and say to themselves, you know, God granted me a day, what can I do for Hashem today? You know, if a person has a good marriage, or he loves his children, he knows one of his children needs them, you know, you call up and how can I cheer my daughter up? You know, she's going through a tough time. How can I cheer my wife up that she's going through a tough time? You know, you love them and you want. But very few of us get up in the morning and say, you know, I gotta get to know Hashem better today. We get up in the morning and we don't even know what we're doing today. The first thing that comes is, you know, I gotta use the facility. The next thing you do, you gotta take a shower. And we're just running, making money, running. Now what? What are we here for? Zoe says you should think about it. Think about it, you're here for one reason. To know Hashem, have a relationship with Hashem. That's what we call begin the Mishneh Nuhalei. So he says, so he explains over here that the eye pupil is called the Shachar, is the black pupil. It's called the Shachar, it's called the Chochmah Tetua. Because, you know, your eyes are able to take in many, the vision that you see. I look at this room, I saw the whole room. So this tiny pupil of your eye could take in this whole room. The Malchus Tetua could take in, have some feeling what Hashem is all about. There's no way we're ever going to know what Hashem is. You know, I always try to explain this for myself. Sometimes I meditate. You know, the closest star to us is about 4.3 light years away. And do you know, if we would travel 25,000 miles an hour, that means if we could circle the globe in 25,000 miles, imagine, in 1 hour, the satellites could travel. Do you know how long it will take us to get to the closest star? Our neighbor, besides the sun, our closest neighbor, will take us 80,000 years. Did you hear? 80,000 years. If you go 30,000 miles an hour, I think it's about 60,000 years. Did you hear what I said? So it takes the light from that star just to come to us, took 4.3 light years away. That means you said hello, you could have another child by then, you could have made a lot of money, lost a lot of money, till he got the hello. Four years later, he finally got the low. Wait a minute, hello, this is our neighbor. And this is what we see. And you know, it's amazing when I tell this to people, and they say, how do they know? I love this. So I tell them, isn't it amazing that they sent a rover up to Mars, and it landed, they were 4 minutes off and 50 yards off. Remember that? I don't know if you know that you can. That's quite, I don't know, you know, they looked up in the Mars and they send it. You know, if you send a straight line, it's not going to get there. They have to computerize. It takes 9 months to get there. We do know how far things are. And it's just amazing. This is just our neighbor. Forget what is out there. God is called Ainsof. There's no way that we could, but what we could do by learning Chassidus is to have a feeling, a connection. Instead of walking around, you know, your mind empty and not feeling anything about Hashem, you could walk around and feel. So that's why the morning is called Shachar. Shachar is also the black. Davening in the morning, he explained to the Kitalochus, brings the Malchus into you. Now, as a tick into the Malchus, that just like your eye could see many things, it could conceptualize and bring, have a relationship with Hashem. I don't know if I said it over here in the first class, but I will say it again. This is a very, very potent mashal. I always tell myself, you know, I asked my daughter when she started dating. This is a long time ago. She's almost 40 years old. So she was 18 years old. I asked her, there's two types of chasanam. Chasan, you could date two men. One man is a yekah. You know what a yekah means? He does everything exactly what you ask him. The caller emails him a list of 10 things. It's going to be done of exactly the right product, and it's done. And he's very removed. It doesn't call the caller. Doesn't send her flowers. Doesn't send her SMS. You know, love things. Very cold, removed. You know, very, very. Then you have another chassan. The caller emails 10 things. The chassan says, I don't know what you told me, emailed 10, only 8 arrived somehow. And he tells her, from the 8, only 6 I could fulfill. And it won't be right away. Take a week or two. Finally does it. It's not the right item. You know, when I did the shopping, it's the wrong pasta, it's the wrong ketchup. It's not exactly. But he's full of warm, and he sends messages on how was your day and how was your night. And now, imagine worse. He doesn't do anything but the caller asks. He's playing, you know, guitar all day long and playing music, love poems for her. She would go nuts. She would take a pot and bang him over the head, go get yourself a job. If a guy is removed, he does everything, crosses every T, he's totally removed, she would also go crazy. A husband and a wife each need to do both. You gotta be reliable and you gotta be warmth. That makes the relationship. What happened today often in Yiddishkeit, which is very, very important, to cross every T and dot every I. But we forget. We gotta be warm to Hashem. We gotta say, hello Hashem, I love you, I miss you, I haven't felt you for a while. That part is missing, because what Reb Nachman is saying, you got to learn Chassidus, and he talks, you got to get yourself a big Rebbe, and we believe he meant to say learn his words, and that will make God a reality in your mind. It'll become real, and it's difficult to make it real. We all know the vastness of the universe. It mind boggles. If you study a little bit of astronomy, you know, as time and space gets created, I mean, this has been proven over and over again. I don't want to go into now in physics, but it's just amazing what goes out there. But we don't think about this all day long. We think about the silly things. You know, what kind of a car, or what kind of food, does my coffee need sugar, doesn't need sugar, I'm tired to sleep. Chassidus needs that you should engage with Hashem. So this is what he explains. Hopefully next week I'll explain it deeper. But I want to bring up in this Torah, Nachum says that the learning Chassidus helps a person to understand a little bit Hashem, and to have a relationship to Hashem. to make Hashem a real thing in your life. That you should be able to get up and say, you know, I really miss you. I felt you better yesterday. I wish I could feel you better. So this takes time and effort. That's what I'm saying. It's easier to keep every chumrah in Hilchos Pesach than to do this. Do you know many men could do all the shopping and details for their wives? You know, I've heard this from husband. A guy tells me, all Sunday I've been doing errands with my wife. At the end of the day, my wife says to me, I don't feel connected to you. Guy looks at his wife, what were we doing all day long today? Why are we not connected? I did errands with you. Means woman wants to share your feelings with me. It's great. You took care of this, you took care of this, you took care of kids, but share your feelings with me. So I want to leave you tonight. Take the way to do this and to get to do this, learn Chassidus. This is what I was trying to explain over here. To learn Chassidus and take time for yourself. There's nothing in the world that could change your life and make it more passionate and sweet as if you take time for yourself to meditate. Because meditation, also what it does, it brings light, Hashem, into your mind. When you start talking to Hashem, you make it real. And you feel Hashem. Plus, as I like to finish every class, Rav Nachman said, the most important thing you could do for yourself is to be happy. Now some of you are going to say over here, Rabbi, if the Rabbi knows what I'm going through, he'll not tell me to be happy. But that's not true. Rav Nachman said to every one of us, fake it till you make it. I tell myself every day, if today I wasn't smiling, you know, lost out myself. No one really cares. I'll tell you the truth. It's a big secret. No one cares if you are. Yeah, your friend says, oh, I'm so sorry, you're sad today. Finish. Your friend is off. Driving, taking care of the person in need. You have to take charge of your life and to smile and to be happy. Okay. Thank you.